obviously we're in a situation that we don't want to be in. We need to do something. We need to find ways over the next, you know, several days into July 31st to put ourselves in a better situation going forward, to increase the chances of the Pirates being a winning team in 2026 and beyond. That's our only focus. So every team has their own sort of agenda, and the only way to find the things that make sense for you are is basically to be on the phone all the time. So yeah, those things are happening. We'll see what that leads to.
That's Ben Cherington talking on his radio show about the trade deadline. And what an exciting quote that was. If you've ever seen one of those hip-hop shows where, like, there's a hype man who just goes around going, Clue Bananas, DJ Clue! Can you imagine Ben Cherington doing that job? DJ Clue, let's get hyped. Here's DMX. Wow. Spoken with very little intonation or inflection. I'm having fun with that. If the guy was great at his job and sounded like a man ordering toast every time he talked in public, I would say, wow, he's boring, but man, is he good. Problem, he's not good. Mike's Beer Bar's Fan Beer of the Month, by the way. New France Brewing's Carnegie Lager. It supports the Simmons Center for Interstitial Lung Disease. We love Mike. We love Mike's Beer Bar. Make sure you check that one out. Ben Cherington was the subject of rumors. I'm not going to say the name of the rumor Twitter feed because thought pop up. I think Pony, who is ready to be like a fire hose of takes tomorrow when he comes back because he's been tweeting constantly, has not been able to stay offline. He's just too devoted to the grind. He said, is this for real? So I actually attempted to do, because I knew I would be by myself today, I actually attempted to do a little Malzy digging. Yes, we can put our nose in there and get dirty once in a while. We can grab our shovel and dig around and plumb for sources and people. The broad consensus, I would say, from the people I've talked to that I got is this. The original tweet from, it was from like MLB chucklehead whatever rumor site of the day. I don't care. They bought a blue check mark for $8 and now they can just spew diarrhea onto the internet and have it get boosted in front of a larger audience, was that Cherington was on the outs today. I have heard nothing to that actual effect, just to be very clear. I've had other people who do not have blue check Twitter accounts designed solely to flood the zone with some of the most inane crap you can possibly imagine try to say things like, hey, Cherington out today. I will not name names. One person who works under this roof, the same roof as us in this building, at a different part of this building for this company, intimated that it would happen today. I've heard nothing of the sort. I have heard, however, that what might be going on here is people are hearing around the league that Ben Cherington is in deep trouble and probably done at the end of the year, and are, instead of reporting that, because that's no fun, just jumping the gun after one of the worst series any of us have ever watched and saying, he's done. Executioner's sword falls tomorrow, meaning today. Not hearing anything to that effect. However, if it happened today, I would laud Bob Nutting and say, not laud him, I would say, Bob, better late than never. And you're not supposed to fire GMs midseason, but my God, just do it and get it over with. I can't tell you how tough it is, I think, for a guy to be in Ben Cherington's position, where I think being the GM of the Pirates, when you take the job, is an inherently sympathetic position to occupy. Hey, you're going to be working with limited resources. Hey, it's an uphill climb. Not only do you have the big pocketed Cubs in your division, but you've got a team like the Brewers that's figured out how to do it pretty consistently on a smaller budget. You've got the Cardinals who are, when you're trying to be complimentary of the Steelers, you'd call them the Steelers of the MLB. They're like the heritage franchise in a middle-sized market. They always do things right. You've got to go around them. You might have to deal with the random good year out of the Reds here and there. It's a sympathetic job. Cannot express how hard it is to step into that position and be as unsympathetic a figure as Ben Cherington is, because it requires you to do two things. And I think these two things, by the way, he's done in buckets, make really bad moves by and large, do a very bad job assembling the roster, and I'm not asking for public figures in the sporting world to every appearance when things aren't going their way fall on the sword over and over and over again and say, look at me, I'm terrible at my job, you guys are all right. I don't expect that, okay? I'm not an idiot. Some of you might disagree with that. Shut up. Bottom line is, what I would like to see and hear is occasionally some passion, occasionally a sense that you understand fan frustrations, and not just you saying, we understand the fans are frustrated, saying, no, I live and die with this crap. I always said, and Pony's always said when he's in here, one thing about Neil Huntington that I will always give him, even if I didn't agree with some of the stuff he did, even if I thought it, by the end his tenure had gone really bad, you get Neil Huntington on the phone, he would spar with you. There was passion there. Like, he gave a crap. Sometimes I wonder the degree to which Ben Cherington, like, truly does give a crap. And I certainly have wondered, because I've been saying this just as loudly, if not more loudly, than anybody else here, why is he continuing to have the reins for this franchise? The trade deadline is in 10 days. The Pirates need to sell off the obvious parts that are on expiring deals. They need to at least explore, because I will remind you, they are 39-61 and far away from where they need to be. They need to explore trading assets for assets, like, I don't know, Mitch Keller for a real bat and maybe something else, if you can get it. They need somebody who's got, I would say, the backing of ownership and the belief that they will be on the job for the foreseeable future doing this. Or at the very least, somebody who might know, I am the interim person, I am trying to do as much as I can to help this team for the future. And maybe I'll get a real interview at the GM shot out of it, or maybe I'll get a promotion under the next GM or whatever running the show. What they don't need, in my opinion, is what I consider a lame duck running this trade deadline. That is what they've got. They have a lame duck general manager, based on what I'm hearing, based on what, and that's more sourced from, like, around baseball, what the chatter has started to pick up and become. A guy who is likely to lose his job unless a staggering turnaround were to happen, and they are going to tell him, keep doing it. Not only that, but we're not really seriously considering making you stop doing it. That's unacceptable, and it goes back to what has been one of my sort of hobby horse opinions that you've probably heard a lot of, but I'll say it again. The perhaps greatest sin of the owner this year has been his unwillingness to be decisive and to take action against his employees by terminating them who deserve it, when they deserve it. Would have been very cool if the Shelton Cherington thing was a package deal. The Nationals pulled that off. It wasn't. And are the Nats really going to be that hard up for having fired their GM and their manager at the same time? Is it going to be that much worse for them? I doubt it. You could promote somebody on an interim basis and essentially tell them, here's the rules. You can't go rogue. I've got to sign off on certain, like, this guy, this guy, this guy, and this guy, you want to trade them? Figure out what you can get. You want to do anything bigger than that? I need to sign off on the deal. In fact, Bob Nutting probably needs to sign off on every deal they make every year. It's probably how it is for every team. Do that. You don't have to have this particular person continuing to run the show. Not when trades have been a big reason why you're where you are. Bad trades. They've made a lot of them. Ben Cherington's made a lot of them. So I don't think that I'm wrong, that those rumor sites are wrong. I just think they're early. Your thoughts on these rumors that were spreading on Twitter about him and a chance at winning a four-pack of Pony League World Series tickets by winning Andrew Filippone trivia next on the PM.